KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. In high school basketball last night, a couple of games heard here on KJAN from Stanton last evening. We'll start with girls' hoops as the Stanton Vikings picked up a home win over the Griswold Tigers 53-49 last night. The Vikings led the majority of the game, but a late charge by the Tigers was just a little too late. Stanton's lead was right around 6 points for a good chunk of the game as they led by 5 after one quarter, 6 at the half, and 6 at the end of the third. The Vikings had stretched the lead to double digits before Griswold hit some late shots. Danica Kentner and Mandy Backus combined for 13 fourth quarter points trying to rally the Tigers, but they ran out of time. Stanton got a strong performance from senior Chelsea Weiss, who led the team with 19 points. She picked up 3 fouls in the first half and didn't start the second half with that foul trouble. And it wasn't long into the half when Coach Dave Snyder decided to put her back in, and it paid off. She dropped 11 points in the third quarter to spark Stanton to the win. Savannah Moffitt finished with 10 points as Stanton improves to 5-2 on the year. Griswold falls to 2-5 with that loss. They were led by Danica Kentner's 15 points. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Sheraton beating Creston 61-53, Denison downing Maple Valley 55-29. In Rolling Valley Conference girls' play last night, Cam over Woodbine 77-31, ACGC defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 44-28, Westwood over Arweva 82-21, River Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 44-43. The other half of that broadcast doubleheader last night, the boys' game, saw the Stanton Vikings get a huge third quarter as they pulled away from Griswold in boys' hoops to post a 70-48 win. They led by only 2 at the half, but the Vikings poured in 24 third-quarter points to take control. The Tigers came out playing with confidence, using an aggressive defense to fluster the undefeated Vikings early. Stanton rallied from deficits at the end of both the first and second quarter. Drake Johnson led the second half charge and scored 10 of his 20 points in that big third quarter. Dylan Rocha dropped in 15 points and the Vikings improved to 5-0. Griswold was led in the loss by Randy Harrison with 14 points. David Thompson and Clay Amos both finished with 10 points for the Tigers, who fall to 0-7 on the season with that loss. Elsewhere in boys' hoops last night from the Corner Conference, East Mills beat Heartland Christian 70-37. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Sheraton over Creston 65-55. Denison beat Maple Valley 72-48. In Rolling Valley Conference boys' action, it was Cam over Woodbine 60-40. Arweva beat Westwood 74-43. And Charter Oak Ute downing River Valley 60-51. Mike Daum scored 20 points and Andre Wallace 19 as South Dakota State won a road game for the first time this season, defeating Drake 83-75 last night. Daum, Wallace, and A.J. Hess were a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line in the final 115 as South Dakota State held off the Bulldogs. As they'd come as close as 69-66 when Nick McGlynn scored with 3:18 to play. Billy Wampler led the Bulldogs with 18 points, his 6th straight game in double figures. Reed Timmer added 16, McGlynn had 11, and C.J. Rivers 10. Drake made up a 40-26 halftime deficit, made a season-high 10 three-pointers, scored 22 points off of turnovers, but they made only 8 trips to the foul line, making 7 of their free-throw tries. South Dakota State, thanks to 22 Drake fouls, shot 21 of 25 at the free throw line. Daum, who was 7-for-7, set the school record for consecutive makes with 40 in a row. Well, there are plenty of Iowa connections on the coaching staff at North Dakota as the Fighting Hawks get ready for tonight's game in Carver Hawkeye Arena. North Dakota coach Brian Jones spent 7 years as a Hawkeye assistant under Steve Alford, and former Iowa standout Jeff Horner is in his third season on the North Dakota staff. Horner was the coach at West Des Moines Valley High School when Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was recruiting Peter Jock.
Well, Jeff was phenomenal when we were recruiting Pete. I mean, really, as professional as they come, you know, certainly one of our all-time greats. I have a lot of respect for him.
Horner was Mr. Basketball in Iowa in 2002 as a senior at Mason City High School, and he became Iowa's all-time leader in three-pointers and second all-time in assists.
You know, I'm happy that his coaching career is going as well as it has. I mean, he had great success at the high school level, and he's having great success at the college level. I had a chance to spend some time with him this summer on the road, watching games, and think he's got an incredibly bright future.
North Dakota is 5-4. The Hawkeyes are 6-5 after a 69-46 win over Northern Iowa in the Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. We'll have that game for you tonight. Pre-game coverage at 7 o'clock. Tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena set for 8 o'clock tonight. You can also hear more from Coach Fran McCaffrey this evening, as we'll have Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey before the game. That'll be at 5:30 this evening. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops last night, Luke Kennard scored 24 points. Number 5 Duke beat Tennessee State 65-55 last night. Caleb Swanigan had 21 points and 21 rebounds to help number 15 Purdue beat Western Illinois 82-50. The 16th-ranked Indiana Hoosiers nearly doubled up Delaware State 103-56. Number 21 Florida State beat Samford 76-68. Also, number 23 Southern California remains undefeated 79-67 over Cornell. And number 25 Notre Dame snapped a two-game losing streak with a 77-62 win over Colgate. Well, Dane Evans and Tulsa put up huge numbers all season, and they did it again at the Miami Beach Bowl last night. Evans passed for 304 yards and 5 touchdowns in his final college game, 3 of those TDs to Kevin Lucas, as Tulsa rolled past Central Michigan 55-10 at Marlins Park. Evans completed 28 of 38 passes for the 10-3 Golden Hurricane, who finished with 6 wins in the season's final 7 games. Also in top 25 football news, Florida State football coach Jimbo Fisher has signed a 2-year contract extension, which will carry him through the 2024 season. Fisher will earn an annual salary of at least $5.5 million beginning next season. Fisher is in his 7th season at Florida State and has a 77-17 record, including leading the school to the 2013 BCS National Championship. The 10th-ranked Seminoles are in a New Year's Six Bowl for the 5th straight season, and they'll take on number 6 Michigan in the Orange Bowl on December 30th. Number 20 Florida will have Randy Shannon calling defensive plays for the Outback Bowl. Coach Jim McElwain says Shannon will fill in for recently departed defensive coordinator Jeff Collins against 21st-ranked Iowa. Temple hired Collins as its head coach last week. Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey will skip the Sun Bowl on December 30th against North Carolina to prepare for the NFL draft. McCaffrey said last month he would be skipping his senior season. Well, for one night, the Carolina Panthers played like they did last season when they were the NFC champions and went to the Super Bowl. Just ask the Washington Redskins. The Panthers have thrown a huge monkey wrench into the Redskins' playoff hopes as Cam Newton threw for 300 yards and a pair of TD passes as Carolina upset Washington 26-15 in the Monday Night Football game. Washington fell to 7-6-1 in the jumbled NFC wildcard picture. Dallas and the New York Giants are ahead of the Redskins in the NFC East, and the Redskins no longer control their own destiny. Even though the 6-8 Panthers were out of playoff contention, the defending NFC champs gave one of their best performances of the year, beating the Redskins on their own home field last night. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.